Welcome back. Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. I appreciate everyone listening. This is such an honor to do. You know, it really is. I thank you, everyone that listens. Thank you, Civic Media, for allowing this to happen. And yeah, this is awesome. Conrad, Amanda, Tata, all the producers and everyone that's involved in this. This is really, really cool. Devin Remiker, that was interesting. You know, I mean, this is it's a time for change in so many facets of politics, from, you know, the disaster we had with the Trump administration that happens every freaking day. Anyone want a 747, by the way? I'm like, that's can we do that? I would like a jumbo jet. See if we can make a deal happen. Yeah, that'd be great. But I think Devin absolutely would be the right person to get that done. I appreciate that he knows, you know, in the Rational Revolution here, we really talk about, you know, this is not about what's left versus what's right. It's about what's right versus what's wrong. And casting a wide net, getting people to bring them into the tent, I think is the right message for now, but it's also the right message for many years down the road. I really do. And I'm encouraged by what he said and by the things that he talked about. He's obviously the right guy and the right person to bring WIS Dems into more victories coming up. I want to talk just a little bit about perspective. I do this, I don't know, I ramble on, you know, for the last segment here, but I'd love to hear some feedback from you. So download that Civic Media app, text in, all that stuff. I don't talk about family stuff a lot, but I vent, and this is kind of like therapy for me too, but we're experiencing in our family, a loss. When we record this right now, it's my wife's grandmother, who is really a towering figure in her life. And she's a wonderful woman. And as we're recording this, she has precious few moments left. And so we're trying to, you know, figure out what that all means for everybody, and trying to make sure that everyone is able to, you know, say hello or goodbye, really. And it's hard, man. Like, this woman has meant a lot to my wife, and my wife hasn't always, you know, had it. She's just been wonderful. And Thelma is her name, and she's had a tough go too. And the things that she's had to overcome with, you know, she lost her first husband at a relatively young age and had to figure out life basically on her own. You know, then she married another guy that my wife affectionately calls Grandpa, and he passed away. And then she married another guy, and he passed. She's had to outlive three husbands, and she came through that through her faith and through friends and through just being one badass woman. And despite all of those tough things, she's really maintained a perspective of positivity and of love and all of that. And so, like, you know, I look at how we live our lives, and especially when it comes down to what happens when we go. And, you know, I'm not a huge religious person. I don't know. I think a lot of these things we construct some of these religions to really deal with a difficult question of, like, is this it? What we're doing now, what we're talking about here, when we punch our clocks, when we go home, and this is it, really. And to be part of this journey with Thelma and seeing the impacts, you know, my wife is a strong person. I'll ask her, she could be in the middle of getting her right arm amputated, and how are you doing? I'm fine. You know, she's such a stalwart, stoic person, but I know she's hurting because this is someone who has meant the absolute world to her whole life. And to now see this moment that she says, oh, we were prepared for it. Yeah, you can say that, but it still hurts. So if you do text, I mean, I'd love to read my wife some positive stuff from the listeners out there, because that would mean a lot. But I think the message for this is live your life like Thelma. Love people. Be kind. You know, don't judge. Be a badass, you know? And just don't ever give up on anything, regardless of what you're going through. No matter how difficult it is, no matter where you are, no matter what, just put one foot in front of the other and don't give up. You know, she grew up, she grew up in a place called Port Oneida. I didn't grow up. Her and her husband lived there. Port Oneida is like, it's like Heritage Hill here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's a national park now, next to Sleeping Bear Dunes in Michigan. And my mother-in-law talks about how she grew up and she would open the windows and she would hear the waves of Lake Michigan lapping the shores of the beach below. And like, it's just she's a wonderful woman and she'll be so missed, and she lived an incredible life. So live life like Thelma. That's my message for today. Love you guys. Appreciate you so much. We'll see you next week on The Rational Revolution. You got Mark Becker. We'll see you next week. Thanks.